This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Jay Hanselman with Howard Wilkinson. The men and women who serve in the military are rightly eligible for a variety of benefits, both while on active duty and after. Benefits for veterans and their families cover a wide range from health care and education to business loans and life insurance. But finding what services are available and whether a veteran or dependent is eligible can be a difficult task, and many are not aware some benefits even exist. Joining us to discuss veteran benefits is Marianne Plummer, Operation Enduring Freedom Patient Advocate for the Cincinnati VA Medical Center, and Terry Ruggieri, My Heal the Vet Coordinator. You can join the conversation. Our number is 513-419-7100 or email talk at wvxu.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Coming up later this hour, we'll be talking with Cincinnati Police Chief Jeffrey Blackwell. But first, we want to start with a discussion of veterans benefits. Thank you both for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you.
I always like to sometimes start with a definition, and somebody might say, he wants you to define veteran. Is he crazy? But sometimes I think, as I was preparing for this, that just because somebody has maybe served in the Army or the Air Force doesn't necessarily, quote, make them a veteran. Is that sort of correct? I mean, there was some part about being on active duty.
For the VA healthcare system, that is correct. They do have to have served at least 24 consecutive months on active duty, or they have to have been deployed for a wartime or combat situation.
So it's not just as simple as saying that, you know, I was in the Army, I was in the Marines, in some situations.
In some situations, you are correct.
Tell us just a little bit about the makeup of the veterans population here in the Cincinnati, greater Cincinnati area, as to, you know, the number, their age.
In the Cincinnati VA Medical Center, it has an active population by 40,000 veterans. Those are veterans who come in to get perhaps their primary care. Maybe they come in to get their prescriptions or some hearing aids or specialty care. The large portion of the majority of the veterans are the older between the 50 and 65 age and 70. A lot of those are the Vietnam era veterans. And Marianne can address in terms of how many of the younger veterans we have right now.
Correct. We have about 6,000 to 7,000 Iraq Afghanistan veterans currently enrolled in the VA system in Cincinnati itself.
Go ahead, Howard.
One of the things, and you know, I've spoken to a whole lot of veterans over the years and done stories about them. One of the things that always surprises me, particularly about the younger Iraq Afghanistan veterans, is that they're not aware of what benefits are out there. They come back from deployment, they get debriefed, they're told about the VA, but they're in such a hurry to get home and get back to their families, it goes in one ear and out the other. What kind of things do you do to reach that population?
Well, Howard, currently we go out to the Reserve and Guard centers when the soldiers come back from their deployments, and we do multiple briefings. They've set up a yellow ribbon program through the DOD system, through Department of Defense, where we go out at a 30-day and a 60-day, and we brief the soldiers again, even though they heard it when they came off mobilization. And then we go at 90 days, and we assist with some health care screenings, and we also brief them again on what their benefits are through the VA. Because you're right, a lot of the young veterans don't realize what benefits are available, and they think that the VA is for older folks and not for them, that they're not ready for it yet.
And now you have the VA mobile unit for the last several years, which can go out into the communities and, you know, where people gather and veterans gather, and they can come in and at least initiate the process of enrolling for VA health benefits.
Correct, Howard. We are currently using the mobile unit. We have it out approximately 15 to 20 times a month in different areas, and folks can see where we're actually going to have the mobile unit via the Cincinnati website, and I believe there's a link off of your website for that, and they can see each place that we're going to be during the month and any events that we have scheduled.
And Howard, I think that, you know, I want to give kudos to, there are a lot of companies and organizations in the community, not just veterans organizations, that will partner with the mobile unit. Mm-hmm. You know, banks, grocery stores, that are very active and supportive of the veterans in our community.
Let's talk about, I mean, I think when someone says VA, they think of Veterans Hospital. Describe some of the basic health benefits that are, veterans are eligible for.
Veterans are eligible for their primary care. They can come to the pharmacy and get any of their medication needs. There's the VA itself is a self-contained hospital like any other hospital. Cincinnati does partner with the University of Cincinnati, so we've done some experimental things. We also have a full division where a person can come in for mental health issues, say PTSD, post-traumatic stress syndrome, any of that kind of stuff, and have those mental health needs met. They can do it on an inpatient or outpatient basis. We have a domiciliary where homeless veterans can come. They can get treatment if they need any kind of treatment, and also assistance in helping find jobs. And then we also have our senior living center where if a veteran needs constant care, they can come and live at the senior living.
The are these services, are there, you know, like in some insurance plan, there's a copay, is there a sliding scale? What does it mean financially for a veteran?
Well, it is based on their income and if they are service-connected for a service-connected disability. So if they have a certain disability rating, they may not have a copay at all. If they do have a copay, then it would be based on their income.
Many cases, is it possible that a vet just doesn't know where to start into this process about how to find out about what benefits they should get and how they go about taking advantage of those?
It is. It's a very large system, and it can be very confusing and daunting. So we are having an event next Tuesday. It's called Your Day at the VA, and that is to help people get into the system, figure out what benefits are out there and what are available for them. And we'll have different folks in with tables and resources that come from not only the benefit side of the house, because the VA, like kind of like DOD, is separated into three different parts. And a lot of people don't realize that, that it's like DOD where you have Army and Marines. The VA has healthcare benefits, and then there's cemeteries. So we'll have people from all of the areas in there to talk to folks about the different services and benefits that are available.
Back to the healthcare issue now, are those same services available to veterans' dependents, spouses, and dependents?
At this time, no, they are not. A veteran would have to be 100% service-connected, total, and permanent in order for a spouse or dependents to be eligible for any type of assistance.
Cherry, maybe what are we talking? I mean, I think healthcare is maybe the most basic thing that we know about, but we talk about that there are some things that are available to veterans that, you know, they really don't know about. What are some of those?
I think that there are educational benefits that are available to everyone who gets out of active duty, from the younger veterans for a period of, I know when I was in the service, we had 10 years to use our education benefits. Now the scale is a little different. They can actually begin using them while they're still in the service. And as Marian mentioned, there's also for veterans who meet certain qualifications, there are veterans' homes, you know, that are in different parts of the state, in Kentucky and other areas, as well as the burial services. Also, there's some Social Security benefits that are available to veterans, and representatives from those organizations are also going to be there on Tuesday.
Now, there are federal benefits, but do individual states provide any different benefits and services, say, like maybe something that you can take advantage of in Ohio that maybe is not offered in Kentucky or vice versa?
Yes, there are a lot of those type of benefits. Some states have state-run veteran homes, nursing homes. We do here in Ohio. We also have scholarships that are available to different veterans through Ohio. Ohio offers tuition discounts for spouses and folks that move into the state so that they don't have to pay out-of-state tuition and get residency. So there are a multitude of different benefits.
And one of the nice things about Ohio, and Indiana has it too, is that every county has their own veteran service organization. Under the state of Ohio, it's listed under the governor's website. And you can go to them if you have a certain financial need. You may qualify for some temporary one-time assistance. Also, they offer sometimes transportation. There are different services that the county itself may offer.
And they work, the county organizations work very closely with the VA in terms of getting their the people that come in to see them to the proper people at the VA.
Correct. And also at the VA, we have representatives from different service organizations who help veterans with the claims process in terms of there are veterans, as Marianne mentioned, who come out of the service perhaps with an injury that was sustained while they were in the service, and it doesn't bother them maybe for a few years when it compounds. And then they go to this representative and file a claim with this VBA, Veterans Benefits Administration, and they assist them through that process.
We're talking about veterans benefits and a VA all-day information session about those benefits, which is coming up on April the 15th. And our guests are Marianne Plummer, Operation Enduring Freedom Patient Advocate for the Cincinnati VA Medical Center, and Terry Roget, MyHeal the Vet Coordinator. If you have a question, 513-419-7100 or email talk at wvxu.org. Again, 513-419-7100. Lots of folks. Terry?
One of the things I wanted to mention is we're referring to the Cincinnati VA Medical Center, but the Cincinnati VA Medical Center actually treats veterans in a 17-county area, and we have six community clinics that serve those patients, too. And a lot of the services that normally would be delivered at the medical center can now be delivered at those clinics, so we can reduce the amount of drive time and inconvenience to the veteran by providing those services at the clinic.
So how many clinics are there now?
There's six community CBOCs clinics.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are more like outpatient facilities where you
exactly.
can see a physician or a specialist, and then
correct.
If you need more care, then you come to the city.
Right.
Or to the actual hospital.
And
location.
Also one of the things we have now over the past few years is something called telehealth, where you've got different types of telemedicine. You may have a patient in Lawrenceburg and talking to perhaps a primary care provider or a specialist or even a mental health provider who's in Cincinnati or some other part of the state.
How much of this involves bureaucracy. I think anytime anyone thinks of a government agency, there's red tape and paperwork. Is it easy for the veteran to navigate that process, or does it take some patience to get through that?
On the healthcare side, I would say that it doesn't. It's very easy to get into the system, and if not, there are a lot of folks that can help them. Any of the clerks or folks that work at our outpatient clinics are very, very knowledgeable and very helpful. At the hospital itself, there are a multitude of people from the time that they walk in the front door that can help them and guide them to exactly where they need to be. So on the healthcare side, I don't think there's a lot of bureaucracy at getting into the system itself.
And I think one of the advantages of a veteran going to the VA Medical Center is that about 30% of the employees are veterans themselves and are very sympathetic to the veterans who are coming through the doors and receiving services.
Again, 513-419-7100. If you have a question, we have Rebecca calling from Springfield. Rebecca, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello. Thank you for the call. My father served in Vietnam, and he has his own private health insurance and has always been very resistant to take anything from the VA, probably due to his experience in his service. I was just wondering, is it possible to combine VA benefits and private insurance?
Yes, it is.
And I'll take that off there, please.
All right. Thank you, Rebecca.
Yes, they can use their VA and their private insurance, but the thing to remember is that VA is not an insurance, it's a healthcare system. So if they were wanting to use the VA, they would have to come in and use the VA itself. They couldn't necessarily take VA to a private hospital.
Now, let me address that. There are plenty of patients who use VA healthcare perhaps for primary, but they may have specialty services from a urologist or somebody on the outside that they have a good relationship, but they don't want to break that. We can actually work with both. Through the program I work closely with, My Healthy Vet, a patient can access all their VA records online and then print them and take them to their other non-VA provider to share the information that they have with their VA. So there's a partnership that goes on. What we want to do is we want to provide the best possible service to the veteran, whatever that service means to them.
And we have Marie with a question from Eastside. Marie, go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to know whether or not there were volunteer opportunities to work with veterans, and if so, find that information.
We love to hear that question.
We do. You can actually volunteer. We have a voluntary services. They're at the hospital. Hank Geisler is in charge of signing up volunteers and helping them. You can find a link off of our website under volunteers and donations where you can go to register, or you can call him at the hospital and I can get you that number.
That would be lovely. Thank you.
There are hundreds and hundreds of volunteers that participate and support veterans at the Maine Medical Center and even at the outpatient communities, and we would be lost without them. And a lot of them are veterans, but not all of them. Some are family members. Some are simply well-meaning members of the community that want to support veterans any way they can.
And again, there are several links that you may hear us talk about, and you'll find a link to those off of our website, wvxu.org. When we talk about all this stuff, especially in the healthcare, is there enough capacity to handle the number of veterans in the greater Cincinnati area? Do you have the healthcare capacity to handle that and what's to come with perhaps the baby boom population?
I think that the Cincinnati VA Medical Center currently has several building projects going on. They're expanding their imaging in terms of MRIs and radiology. They've just built a parking garage to handle the capacity in their parking area. And also, they have a community living center where they have the hospice and palliative care that's serving additional veterans. Also, when there are certain times when the outpatient clinics out in the community expand, right now, I think in the Florence area, they're looking at a new design to expand the services that are being offered in that community. And that happens as the number of patients are projected to increase. They also increase the number of providers providing those services and the space needs.
A lot of folks don't deal with this until it's time that they need it or it's too late, and that's to plan for long-term care, and that's something that that you're able to help with as well as long-term care.
Long-term care is really dependent on the eligibility of the veteran, and there's some pretty stringent requirements.
So it may not be as simple as healthcare.
Correct. I would definitely contact the Cincinnati VA Medical Center about that to ask that specific question. The general number for the Cincinnati VA Medical Center is
861-3100. What about employment? I know a lot of times you'll hear stories that returning veterans from Afghanistan, Iraq are having trouble finding a job. What do you do to help with employment for those veterans?
Our HR department is really looking at the veterans themselves and hiring. They do some training on how to apply for the veterans job or for the government jobs. And we will actually have a person next Tuesday at your day at the VA that is actually going to address that on how to apply, what information that they'll need, what are some of the things that they need to look for going through that system. And they do use the USA Jobs or va.careers.gov job website.
I know that there are things that you've done to reach out to the homeless community, the homeless veteran community. Places like Joseph House, regularly bring some of their residents, to the VA. How are you addressing that generally? Because there is a very large homeless population who served in the military.
Well, the homeless division, we do have a group of folks that's their sole responsibility. And they are going out into the communities looking for those folks. They have contacts at the Joseph House and the different homeless shelters that are out there. And they've also opened a new office downtown where they're closer to some of those homeless people, because as we know, that's sometimes where they gather more often. So we've really extended our outreach and trying to get the word out to all the homeless folks that we're here. There is a hotline that they can call. Or if a resident sees a veteran or someone that's asking for money, they can call our hotline also and report it. And one of our counselors will actually go out and try and meet with that person that's out there.
You talked about this a little earlier about the mental health aspect and an evaluation and, you know, the problems surrounding PTSD. For like a spouse, dependent, or other relatives, other friends of a veteran who's maybe experiencing these problems, what should they do? How should they help? If they're not sure what to do, is that something that they can call VA for, you know, help and assistance, you know, and how to handle that and try to get the person some help?
They definitely can. They can call our mental health department or our PTSD department, and they can ask for guidance. They can also use the vet centers. Vet centers do counseling strictly for combat veterans and any veteran that has had sexual trauma when he or she was on active duty. And they also have an 800 number that they can call and get guidance from. That's the 877 War Vets.
Explain what the vet centers are, what their function is.
The vet centers do counseling for, as I said, combat veterans and any veteran that's been sexually traumatized. Mm-hmm. And they were set up in 1979 by Vietnam veterans who were not feeling that their mental health care needs were all being met at the VA. And so they started storefront operations. So vet centers are a free and very easy way for veterans to get in and get mental health services that they want or need without maybe the stigma that they feel they may get by going to the VA.
And again, your event is coming up next Tuesday. I think I got my date right without a calendar in front of me. I know it was April the 15th. One more time, tell me what's going to happen there, the hours, and where we can, folks can find that.
Okay. It's your day at the VA, and the hours are from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on April the 15th. We will have different folks there doing some breakout sessions from TRICARE, Human Resources, the Veterans Benefits, and we would like to also say a very big thank you to Gold Star Chili and La Rosa's, who will be serving lunch from 11 to 3 to 1. I'm sorry.
We've got Tom on the line from Delhi. Let's get one last question before we get the police chief in here. Tom, go ahead.
Hi. I'm a 67-year-old Vietnam-era vet, and I've never used any VA benefits at all. And I wonder if that time has passed or if there's still something that I might be eligible for.
Tom, thanks for calling. It's never too late. Once again, years ago, any veteran was eligible to walk into a VA facility and get access to health care. Now what the Veterans Health Administration is trying to do is serve those veterans who have the greatest need. Also, for veterans who are from the Vietnam era, which is also my case, sometimes that'll be based on your income, your level of income, and that is also a sliding scale. A lot of times, a veteran who is approaching retirement or is at retirement, they sometimes have more medical expenses, and they look at the amount of income, you know, Social Security, retirement, and they also take into consideration your out-of-pocket medical expenses to help determine your eligibility. And once you're in the VA, you're receiving full VA health care. And also, I just wanted to announce, we haven't covered this, in terms of the Affordable Care Act, veterans' health care is considered, from the Affordable Care Act perspective, acceptable insurance. You don't have to have supplemental insurance. You can simply have VA health care.
All right, Tom, we appreciate the call. We've been talking about veterans' benefits and a VA all-day information session about those benefits on April the 15th. That's Tuesday. Our guests are Mary Ann Plummer, Operation Enduring Freedom Patient Advocate for the Cincinnati VA Medical Center, and Terry Ruggieri, My Heal the Vet Coordinator. You'll find links to additional information at WVXU.org. Coming up after a short break, Cincinnati Police Chief Jeffrey Blackwell will join us for a conversation. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.